Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's the Degenerate Duo. I'm one of your hosts. The dude that other dudes wish they were. The king of comedy, Dakota. He's the other co-host. The man, the myth, the Facebook kingpin, Shane. And don't forget the baddest kid on the airwaves, the lovely Lacey. There you go. Is that a good intro, guys, or what? Yay! We got through the intro. I did it. All right. My job is done. It's all you guys now.
What? Wait a minute. Hold on now.
Well, I'll be smoking. Y'all hit me. I'm going to be smoking a few bows. Y'all hit me up when it's time for the ads.
Shit. Well, this episode is just us smoking weed. That's what every episode is, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, tonight's episode is going to be about fetishes. Oh, you want to take it? My bad.
Oh, no.
I didn't mean to talk over you, bro.
I said we got something special for all the sluts and whores out there this week. We're talking about
doing
the dirty deed. Yep, the nasty bumping uglies. Yep.
And the many, many different crazy ways of doing it. Now,
it was such a hit about
you have an insight
talking about
on
grandma
this.
Porn last week.
I know.
Everybody's talking about grandma porn.
That's how this episode came about, through Shane's
right?
crazy mind. But, Lacey, you have an insight on this, if you don't mind telling the story. Speaking of fetishes.
Not that I'm the whore or anything like that, but I had to make some money in college to pay for my school books, and so there's a website for fetishes for gentlemen that like pictures of big girl underwear, and I made $400 just school books by sending pictures and sending my underwear to mail.
How odd is that to go to the post office with a box full of dirty undies to ship them off to some pervert so you can go to college?
The
whole
sniff
and old panties thing is so, like, I don't get it. Like, I get that maybe you like the sweet, sweet musk of a lady bits, but, like, old-ass panties, there's nothing pleasing about, like, 24-day-old funk. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't get it. Or like those dudes, I read this whole article once. I found it fascinating. This motherfucker would go to like women's bathrooms and sneak in and steal the used tampons and just sniff them and shit and collect them.
What?
Like a super creeper, yeah. Yeah, people are into it. It's a weird, weird world, dude. People are into some fucked up shit.
The truth.
Yeah,
wow.
I don't get stink worship at all. Stink worship, man, I mean... Teach their own. Like, if it's consenting adults and they're spending their own damn money, they earn their own money, and they want to spend it on dirty panties, and you know, whatever, man. I spend money on video games and shit. I'm a grown man, and I still play video games, so I shouldn't really talk shit about a dude that wants stinky panties, but...
Yeah, but you don't sniff the video game, do you?
No.
I'm not going to complain. They got me through school. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah. I would bet if some pervert wanted my used panties, little ass crack stain on them and shit, he can fucking have them, dude. I'll go to Walmart, get some Hanes real cheap, but like bump up my profit margin a little bit, you know? There's got to be. Because, I mean, if dudes like to sniff panties, gay dudes must love to sniff shorts too, you know, like just ball sweat and shit. Like, there's gotta be people who are into that. Oh, you know what's crazy though? Did you know that in Japan they have schoolgirl panty vending machines?
Yeah,
in, like,
I've
the
heard
perv
about
shops, they have actual vending machines where you just, like, it shows a picture of the girl and then it's just like her panties in a bag. And I go, oh, I like this one. I like Ching Lao or whatever. You doop, and then out the thing comes the fucking panties. You take them home and sniff them. Pretty good. Japan's just so far ahead of us in so many ways. That's probably why there's so much Asian hate, is they're just so advanced. Such a wonderful culture to have dirty panty vending machines.
say, like,
sociology. Shit.
And one of my classes we had to take because it was a sex course, like the multiple sex course, sex positions. That way, if you go into counseling, like, your face wouldn't change or anything when people were coming in talking about some fucked up shit.
I had no idea
how people could be. What the fuck? It was the greatest course ever. The worst one I ever heard was like the cannonball.
Where
a man runs across the room as the woman's display spread out and he jumps on her. And I'm like,
and
nope.
Hope for the best.
No.
Hope for the best. Hopefully you hit a hole.
What's going to stop him from
you know
what's
fucked up? Just a dude with his raging boner jumps on you and, like, misses hole and just stabs you in, like, the side of your cooter. You're, like, bruised up pussy for, like, 2 weeks because Jim fucking left on you.
For some reason, all I picture is a dude running, right, and just, like, tripping before he even gets there and, like,
oh, shit. Break your dick.
Carpet burn on your dick or something.
It's like, oh, man, I got carpet burn on the tip. Oh, man.
Oh, man, there's some
there's a lot of shit that's really, and that's just, that stuff's pretty tame. Like, there's just a lot, I just don't get it. Like Quentin Tarantino and his foot worship thing, like, a lot of people are into feet. Like, I don't get sexy about feet at all.
That's not weird.
Sucking toes or nothing. I mean, I have sucked toes because, fuck it, I've tried all kinds of shit. But I was sitting there sucking the toe, thinking to myself, like, this is my life. This is what I fucking do now is I fucking sit here and I suck. But what the fuck am I doing? What the fuck am I doing with my life? You know? But at the time I was doing witch, I was drinking piss. I was doing all kinds of shit back then. That was back in the day, you know, when I was a little more experimental.
Whoa.
You know,
what? Rewind.
Hell yeah, I drink piss.
Damn,
hell
I
yeah.
started the intro with that.
You'd be surprised. Like, I'm not going to try to sell anybody on drinking piss because it's not like it's, like, better than Pepsi. You know, I wouldn't take the Coke challenge with that shit. But it's not bad. It's not as bad as you think. Like, you think it's, like, oh, it's so gross. But it's just pee. It's sterile. You can drink it.
Pee?
No big deal. I was fucking this MILF, right? And she had problems during her pregnancy, so sometimes when we're fucking, she'll piss herself. And so we just got into it, dude, and just all right, fuck it. Cause I got sick of her, like, oh, I got to stop. I got to go to the bathroom and piss. I know, just piss on me. Fuck it. I'm just keeping it. We'll do the laundry later. We'll wash the sheets, whatever. And so that was my introduction to piss action. And she was dirty. She let me just piss on her. Like, she loved that shit. She was a cam whore. And she liked to video herself with me just pissing on her and stuff. It was odd. You know, but some people, they just want to be treated like sacks of shit. You know, some chicks are like that, dude. They're, you know, or choke me and spit on me, all that kind of shit, but piss on me, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Never did, I have been shit on during sex, though. Not that it was, like, poop play, because definitely not. But if you want to hear the story, I'll tell you the story of when I got shit on one of the times.
Yeah, actually,
the first time I got shit on.
Whoa, this happened more than once?
So I was, there's been a couple girls shit on me, actually. Just because, I don't know, I loosened them up. So here's the thing. I was like, I must have been 18 or 19, right? And I was hooked up with this really pretty girl that, like, I liked this bitch since, like, eighth grade. You know what I mean? So I'm like, it's like, oh, thank God. I'm actually getting a chance to finally, after like 4 years of trying to get with this girl, I'm finally hooking up. And I think it's only like a second or third time that we ever had sex. And I'm behind her, and I'm just slamming away. And I'm not fucking her or anything. This is all just pussy stuff. It's real, like, 18-year-old basic doggy style fucking, right? Which at the time, just that's kinky you get. I mean, like, I'm getting laid. Holy shit. Woohoo! In my parents' house, even. You know, son of my little bedroom in my parents' house. Just ramming this beautiful girl. And, all of a sudden, something was amiss, right? I smelled something, like, really funky. And I'll never forget in my head what I said to myself. And I said, God damn, it smells like the Puyallup Fair in this motherfucker. And the Puyallup Fair is like the big state fair. So like people that aren't from, you know, obviously Seattle don't know what Puyallup is, but it's like the big state fair where they have the pigs and the horses and they're shitting everywhere and it stinks, you know, and there's carnival rides and the whole thing. I'm like, it smells like the fucking Puyallup Fair in here. And I looked down and I must have loosened something up because while I was doggy style fucking her, she shit all over my stomach and I kept hitting it. You know what I mean? So it smeared across my belly and I didn't know what the fuck to do. Like, this has never happened to me before. I've never had another human shit on me and in any circumstance, let alone sex. So I just kind of keep going from it. I try to pretend, I try to tell myself it's not shit. It can't be shit. But it looked like shit, smelled like shit, probably tasted like shit. Must be shit.
Oh, it's shit.
eventually, I just stopped, and I didn't tell her anything, you know, until like a year later when we were in a fight. But, like, we stayed together after this, too. Because I'm like, this girl, like, she wasn't just some skank I picked up and then she pooped on me. This girl I've been chasing for years. So I'm like, I want to continue to have sex with her, but she just shit on me. And I'm in my parents' house, so I can't, like, walk in the hallway naked with shit on my stomach. You know what I mean? So I sneak to the bathroom, and I wash the shit off, and I come back, and there she is sitting on my sheets, just rubbing her shitty ass all over my sheets. She's like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. I was such a pussy. I should have been like, you fucking shit on me, you nasty bitch. But, you know, I was young, and I wanted to keep fucking this girl, so I let that slide. And Then I fucked this huge cow, huge woman. You know, I just got out of prison, so I didn't give a fuck. Like, I was going to get some. And I like to think of it in terms that I have, like, a three-way because just by weight. You know what I mean? She totally counts as two chairs.
Oh, let me drop the pipe, bro.
I got no problem with big women whatsoever. Big girls need love, too. They're great. I think their pussies are maybe even a little tighter. You know, in my opinion. But this woman was, like, huge, though. This is, like, really gross, experimental type shit. And I was actually with my wife at the time, but we were long distance because she lived in New York and I lived in Seattle. And I just got out of prison. She understands. So we had an open relationship until she moved here. You know what I mean? Now we're, you know, exclusive or whatever. But at the time, it was, like, she could fuck anybody. I could fuck anybody as long as we didn't catch feelings and we knew that our goal was to be together. You know what I mean? It was just an open relationship. So I'm fucking this fat cow. And she had that gastric bypass surgery or whatever, that stomach thing, you know, like, so you lose weight. And it made her make these weird hockey puck, hard, round little poops. And I started fucking her. And just a little round hockey puck poop. Hard hockey puck poop would just fly out and bounce off the bed. I'm like, we're fucking done. Fucking done. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing this bullshit. No fucking way. I mean, the only thing, pretty much, I mean, in my history, I've down to at least try most things as long as, like, there's things I don't like. Like, I'm not into pain, you know, receiving pain or anything, like, or poop. You know, obviously children or animals are out. You know, I'm not into gay shit, you know, personally. Like, go for it. You know, really good for you. Pride Month, yay. But, like, I'm not into that shit. But pretty much everything else, like, I mean, like I said, I've drank piss. Like, I mean, where do you go from there? You know, fucking 500-pound women till they shit themselves. Like, that's what I've done lately in my sexual escapades. You know, it's like accidental kink. It's not even, like, on purpose. It's just, like, logistically the only way it could go down, you know. I don't know. Is that even funny? Even I'm just, like, venting. I'm lazy with my therapist now, and I'm just venting about my horrible sex life that I've had. My entire sex life.
I guess mine
years,
came compared 20 to you.
20 years of terrible fucking. Just,
well,
20
at least
years
it,
of miserable, depressing.
You, like, you know?
What's that?
That's at least you know what you don't like, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, I think too, like, a lot of it, like, people have to step it up. Like, shit that used to be, like, really kinky and nasty just, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, seems like it's not anymore because, like, internet porn. Like,
yeah.
Like, internet porn opened everybody up to everything.
Like,
it's like,
do you remember when, like, back in the day, girl licking asshole was kind of like taboo? Nowadays, I can't get, like,
insane.
Every time I get a blowjob, the girl's had to stick a tongue in or something. It's just like, yo, let me know first.
No. Like, yeah, at least a heads up.
Mm-hmm. Buy me dinner before you stick that in there. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
For real.
Super dirty for, like, girls to, like, take fruit and vegetables and stuff or whatever and film it and send it to people. Now you have people. Like, that used to be a big thing when I was in school. Creepy as hell.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? Why?
I guess you grew up on a farm then. You grew up in a small town, though, Lacey. Like, your whole school was, like, your cousins.
Did you grow up in towns where, like, there was just a school that was, like, the elementary school and the middle school and the high school in one building?
No.
Like, you just
have
the school? No. No, you did actually have a school as well. Well, look at you there, Lacey. Fancy town, little Miss Fancy Pants, in her big city with three different schools. Sorry, man. Yeah, but I mean, really, it was just like, just all the, like, extreme shit you could ever want to watch is online now. So it's like, in real life, I think people have to, they feel like they need to step it up or some shit because, excuse me, like, now licking ass ain't nothing. Like, everybody seems to lick ass these days. That's like you were saying, dude. Like, a girl would just up and lick your ass. Like, whoa, Nelly, hello, down there. And I found that having your ass eaten is kind of a weird thing. Like, it's kind of cool because it's like, oh, you nasty, dirty bitch. You know, like, you fucking whore. Yeah, eat my ass. But it doesn't really, like, feel good or anything. It kind of tickles and feels goofy. And you're like,
yeah.
Can you just get back
like,
to the ball?
Like, it
makes
you feel
please?
Like, what are you doing, bro? That's how it is with me.
Right?
Like, the girl did it. I'm like, I had to be like, go. Like, just come up a little bit with that thing. Don't. She's like, I got a vibrating tongue ring. I'm just like, I don't want nothing vibrating.
Oh, vibrating tongue ring for licking ass.
Yeah, y'all sex life is way more hardcore than mine. Mine's just random chicks and threesomes and shit, and trying
there
to lick my asshole, I guess.
Yeah, that my ass lick.
I'm going to have to step it up a notch,
yeah.
I guess. I guess I got to chug
a cup
of piss as I do next time.
Drink a cup of piss.
Take a shot
man.
Of piss and sniff a turd right beforehand or something.
Oh, God, though.
Shot of piss and snort a turd. I'm ready. Let's do this.
Oh, dude, you know what's even worse than that, though? And, Lacey, maybe you have, like, a similar thing, like, and I got to kind of explain myself a little bit here because I'm talking about how bad condoms taste. Like, condom taste is worse than piss, dude. Like, if you're fucking a girl and, like, it's time for a break so you go down on her but you're wearing condom, her snatch will taste like a tire. It's the worst, nastiest.
That, like, rubber.
That latex. Just, like, sucking a latex.
Kind of like you're
glove,
sucking on
dude.
A rubber band or something.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's fucking gross. Plus, you know, if she's one of the skanks that will actually fuck me, you know her shit ain't that fresh to begin with. Let's be honest, I'm not a 10. You know, I'm like a solid 4. If I wear my dentures, I'm a solid 4. You know, I know my place. You know, if I could score a 6, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm doing good. Fuck. Dude, I got out of prison and fucked a 500-pound woman until she shat on me, dude. I mean, come on. Like, I had no pride. Like, I don't give a shit. Just somebody actually didn't let me poke away at him for a little bit. Man. After jerking off in the shower with dudes for a year and a half, 500-pound pussy looks real good.
Hashtag don't judge shame.
Don't judge hashtag. That's my shirt idea now. Hashtag don't judge Shane. That's just what it'll say. I dropped that shit. Don't judge me.
Lacey gets one with if anybody wants a Lacey autographed Canny t-shirt, let us know. We'll get them made up. If you want a Don't Judge Shane shirt, get it. Let us know. We'll get them made up. And if you want a,
yep.
I don't know. I'll make up one for me later. Oh, man.
Yeah, we're going to start selling merch. Lacey Canny silly goofy t-shirts. Yeah, that'd be good.
Personal autograph panties from Lacey.
They may be clean.
Oh, they may be clean.
Maybe. Hopefully not. The fresh scent of the lovely
Lacey. You know there's going to be some weird pervert listening over in, like, the UK or something right now and take us up on this.
In
and
India.
Be like, yo.
Lacey and vagina panties.
Probably going to be somebody like, I bought those. And if you are on the air, thank you for buying my school books. But
Yeah, good dudes.
Good guys. Yeah, you guys
so,
anyway,
awesome. did you have multiple customers, or was it just one pervert that you sold to exclusively?
I had multiple. So,
dude, why don't you still do that shit? Don't you like money?
I would sell panties
all day.
I guess I just, you know.
But don't pull that I respect myself bullshit. Don't pull I respect myself, and I won't do it. Dude, that's good fucking money.
And
what do you get for, like one pair of panties, dude?
What's
the market value on a pair of your panties, dude? What were you getting per panty, like $50 or something, like 100? What would you get?
If they wanted just a picture of the panties and they didn't have to be worn, they were like $25. But if they were worn...
Just for a picture?
Huh?
Oh, you're just sending pictures, not even the actual panties?
No, I sent actual panties, but it's like you just wanted pictures of, like, they were $25. But if you wanted the actual $50.
Wow. That's good money.
Sounds a little cheap.
It sounds a little cheap, though.
Like, I would have doubled that or something.
I was for the poor man. I guess that's why.
She's a proletariat.
Oh. I need money to understand how it feels to feel broke. I used to be ashamed, but I'm not anymore now. Damn, that was
Did you write any specials, like, you know, two for ones or something? You know, like, two panties, get one pair free or some shit? Like,
no, I never thought
special
about
or some shit? Dads and grads? Get the perfect gift for your dad and grad in your life. Lacey's panties. Oh, man.
Oh, shit. So from one fake ad to some other fake ads, should we just jump into the ads, guys?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Hold on. I got to get a straight face on this one. All this panty talk got me like, what? All right. So Pizza Slut is back with a new special, guys. Two large, three toppings. Six. That's right. Six blowjobs. Four handies. And a 2 liter for just the low, low price of $22.69. To me, that sounds like an awesome deal, guys.
Yeah.
Getting too much sleep? Then drink Coke's new energy drink, cocaine.
That's a real thing. That was the real thing, and they made them quit making it.
It was like, it was like way back in the day. All right.
Yeah, like
here it is.
I remember, yeah.
Here's the best ad of the week, guys. Hold on. You guys hear this? Just beat it.
Yeah.
Oh, just beat it. Yes, just beat it off at 1800, tickle your pickle. Only $2 a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use the promotional code Roasting Fetishes, it's only $1.99 for the first 5 minutes. Yeah, we save you like 5 cents.
Hey.
That's right. Five. Whole fucking scent.
Yes!
And that's the ad for the week.
Woo!
Did Dang it, you guys got me talking way more this week. I had to do the intro, I did the ads.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Work your keep, sir.
I got bamboozled into a show last night, man. What's going down? Well, anyways, panty story.
He wants to hear more of this panty. This panty story's got him intrigued. Dakota,
what is going down?
Are you a stankler one there, Dakota?
Joke's on all you guys. I'm the one that bought them. No, I'm just kidding.
There's my customer.
I already got
anyway. Honestly, though, it really took me by surprise because I really thought if I'd ever make any money off of anything on my body, it would be my breath. But, you know, I do have some beautiful tassels, but I'm just saying, you know.
Just saying.
Yeah.
You got the money maker.
Yeah.
Oh,
do you
shit,
think bras would sell too? Like, just to smell the titty residue?
Yeah.
Like the tit sweat.
The only thing about those is bras are expensive as hell, damn. Like, you can buy
a
pack of Hanes panties for nothing, but like a bra is like $15 to $20.
Yeah.
For
damn.
The clothes. So. I'm
shit.
Too blessed for the cheap.
Yeah,
but
I'm kind of getting awkward, dude. I'm feeling some man boobs. Yeah, I'm getting
I got some man boobs.
I got them. They're growing in now. I just hit like 235. I'm getting fucking fat. This whole COVID year didn't do me any favors, man.
Dude, that's what happened to me.
Big.
Like, don't get me wrong. I was always chubby, right? But like, I was like muscle chubby, like chubby fit, you know. But after like the last year or so, bro, like I'm starting to get this fat.
Just chubby.
Just
straight
just
up chubby. Yep.
Like I'm too lazy to do sit ups anymore.
Oh hell no. I even got like a for my Nintendo. I got like a workout game, and that lasted like a week. And I put that fucker.
Would you work out your thumbs while playing it?
Well, it's called Ring Fit. It's actually really cool. Like if anybody listening out there is looking for something to do at home that they can work out, it's a cool thing. It's kind of like. You know, it's like the new version of the old power pad. You remember on the NES, they had that pad you put on the floor, you'd run and jump and shit.
Same kind of thing
on the Switch. So you wear like like a control on your leg that can tell if your leg's moving, like one of those step counter kind of things. And then you have this ring that you hold and like you do different exercises, and it's actually a game. Like you fight off bad guys by doing exercises. It's corny, but I should do it. I should be doing that shit, but I'm just too fat and lazy now and old. I'm getting old too, old and fat and lazy. This is after all that fucking getting shit on every time I fuck. Goddamn, this is my life. Just fat and old and sour on everything. Just cynical and shitty. That's what I do. And it all stems from my shitty sex life. Except for Devin, which is wonderful. My lovely wife, Devin. She's a great lay, and we fuck every day still. Seven beautiful years of fucking the same woman. I'll tell you what, beautiful, wonderful years. And that's not sarcasm, I swear.
I don't know, bro. It sounded a little sarcastic there.
No,
is she in the room?
You got me. No, she's not.
Is she in the room next
to
you?
I might not have her listen to this episode then.
I still think you're telling the truth because you're actually this is your most sober episode, is it not?
It is actually very much so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very much so. I only had a couple beers. I haven't even been in the pot today. Like, well, I have this gene. Did I already tell this story? Because dude, I'm super punchy. I didn't sleep at all last night. Like, there's this heat wave coming through Seattle right now. And it's going to be 90s all weekend, and then on Monday it's supposed to be almost 110 degrees. So I had this idea, like, well, if I stay up all night and sleep during the day when it's shitty and then be up at night when it's only, like, 70 degrees, that would be better than, like, just roasting in the 110-degree heat. But then I forgot how hard it is to fucking sleep when it's hot all day, you know, to switch your schedule around. So So I'm only on like 3 hours of sleep. It was a stupid idea that I thought I could pull off, but no. So I haven't really, I'm not really trying to get all fucked up or anything. I just want to go to bed early. You know, and hopefully I have sex with Devin. She doesn't poop or piss on me. I had to put a ring on it. I finally found someone that didn't piss or poop on me during sex. So I was like, I put a ring on that shit. For sure. I'm going to keep that. That's a keeper. She didn't even poop on me. That's how terrible and horrible my sex life has been from day fucking one. From day one, it's just been, oh, man. Man, pretty rough.
Oh, I can't believe we made it through 30
like
minutes of this show already.
Did we? Good.
We've made it through 30 minutes, and we didn't get off topic once.
Pretty
so
snazzy.
Proud.
Yeah, we didn't
I think
get
this
me.
Is the first time that 4 episodes we have not been off topic once. Fuck you, Denmark. I had to throw it in there, guys. I'm sorry.
Fuck you, Denmark.
But
yeah, fucking Denmark, by the way. Fucking Denmark.
Still not listening.
You know,
they're still not listening.
You know what? This topic would be fun to revisit if we start getting people who call in at some point.
Yes.
You let other people tell their fucking stories. That would be a good episode. Anybody willing
yeah,
to, you
we
know,
should,
come
let's
on
try to get some people
you.
To. Anytime anybody wants to call in, the call-in number is on the link. All you have to do is click the link. You'll see the call-in number and all that shit. Call in, guys. I'll see your number
yeah,
pop
definitely.
Up in the switchboard. I'll click a little button. You'll be live on air. You can say whatever you want to say. I mean, I don't care. Give shout-outs. Do whatever y'all want to do, all right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, like he's saying, we need some people to call in on that shit because I think that would be funny. And if it works out
funny.
Right, maybe we
yeah.
can prank call people off of here. If I figure out how to make calls off the switchboard, I'm totally prank calling people
oh, really?
In an episode.
Yeah.
I have a
little
call
to,
thingy, but I've never used
we're
it.
Gonna
so
have
I don't
to.
Know how it works. I'm going to have to try it out. But, yeah, definitely need to do, like, a prank call episode. We can crank anchor some motherfuckers probably.
That would be cool. I like that idea.
Well, guys,
well, since
are we all out of fetishes? Or?
Yeah, I think we can call it a day.
I mean, we made it
short,
so we want yeah, short and sweet episode, and then we can do a, I don't know, we'll do an hour episode next, guys, to fill in the blank for this one. But,
yeah,
guys, that was us roasting some fetishes tonight. Learn a lot about Shane's sex life.
Yeah.
Learn a lot about Lacey and her selling of things. I feel
I'm
like I'm the most
you
shame
really
one on
do
the
that
show
again. I'm telling you, man, you can pay your rent with that. For real. That could
I
be
know.
Like a career. Why do you have a real job? Why did you go to college? You have panties. You could have just not ever bought the books. You know?
Yes.
Talking
yes.
about dreams.
All right, man. Well, I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for having me. Well, I don't have to thank you for having me. I'm one of the hosts now. I thank me for having myself on the show.
It's a pleasure having you on my show, Shane. It's been awesome.
All right. Guys, I'm a little punchy today, man. All right.
Till next week.
See you guys next week.
Talk to you guys
everybody,
later.
Thank you guys for listening tonight. We've learned a lot about everybody up here, everybody. Dang, now I'm tongue-tied. Anyways, thanks everybody for listening tonight. Another great
don't smoke
episode. Yeah, don't smoke meth. Yeah. Anyways.
Cool, man.
Don't be licking doorknobs and whatnot, people. If there's a Facebook challenge, don't do it because that's stupid.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much. If you guys have any ideas for topics, feel free to write any of us on Facebook, Twitter. Well, not Shane on Facebook, guys, but, you know, feel
yeah,
free to write anybody
jail.
On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and all that nonsense. You can hit us up on here. I check the comments, not every day, but I check them often. So, you know, I like to hear the feedback from everybody. And, yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. Smoke them if you got them and
sweet.
Drink them if you want to. All right.
Yeah, buddy.
Everybody have a great night.
Have a good night, everybody.
Night.